You're on Texas Standard Time.
After more than 20 years of losing every statewide election, Texas Democrats are eyeing 2018, searching for a candidate who can finally beat the odds. Right now, their hopes are pinned on one El Paso congressman named Beto O'Rourke. He is the Democrat likely to face Republican Ted Cruz, who's announced he's running for re-election to the U.S. Senate. Both Cruz and O'Rourke were featured speakers during the Texas Tribune Festival on the UT campus last weekend. We asked both for interviews. O'Rourke agreed. Shelley Koffler reports that where Cruz once rose to victory as an outsider, his challenger's riffing on his own rebellious past.
Minutes before the first of three appearances in front of festival crowds, Beto O'Rourke is sipping coffee and chatting with voters.
So thanks for being patient with us.
No problem.
We're getting all of that field organized.
Got it.
A campaign staffer with her cell phone is broadcasting the unscripted moment on Facebook Live.
She's also an awesome person who I know well.
On stage, the 45-year-old congressman from El Paso tells the audience candid conversation is a central theme powering his campaign as he travels the state and meets with voters.
No pollsters, no focus groups, no political action committees, no special interests, no corporations. Our faith is 100% with the people of Texas.
O'Rourke, with his lanky boyish looks, says he authors his own tweets and he doesn't use speechwriters. He founded a technology company, but he says it's his 1980 stint as a bass player in the punk rock band Foss that has inspired his campaign style.
Rock and roll became very slick, very produced. It was filling arenas and stadiums. It had light shows and all this kind of production glitz. Punk rock brought rock and roll back to where it had started, and that's what we're trying to do.
On stage, O'Rourke admits occasionally slipping and using profanity when he's enthusiastic about something. Listening to that, 67-year-old Blake Williams, a Democrat, isn't too sold on what he's hearing.
We were just discussing the rock and roll metaphor for political motivation, and we're not sure that's enough for us.
But younger listeners line up to meet O'Rourke. 27-year-old Mitch Harris says he can relate to the message.
The way that he gleans his past experiences and translates them into connection to everyday people, I think, is really powerful.
UT student Hebel Rizvi thinks swearing a little makes O'Rourke real.
I don't understand, like, why it's also an issue that he dropped an F-bomb, because it just happens.
O'Rourke has campaigned for immigration reform, improving instead of ditching Obamacare, and keeping DACA protection for young immigrants. He slams Ted Cruz as the senator who deserted Texans to run for president. During his Tribune Fest appearance, Cruz talked about his priorities, repealing Obamacare, cutting taxes, and reducing business regulations. But he barely acknowledged his likely Democratic opponent.
I think Texans want a senator who fights to defend free market principles and the Constitution. I don't think Texans want a far-left Democrat in the Senate.
6 years ago, it was Cruz who campaigned as the grassroots outsider who tells it like it is. He beat the favored Republican and won the Senate seat. Jim Henson, director of the Texas Politics Project at the University of Texas, says O'Rourke's effort this time may be appealing, but Cruz had a GOP advantage that helped him win.
He could bill himself as fighting the establishment, as being the underdog, as being the insurgent. But there was a very robust Republican Party environment around him that he was still able to tap into even as he was rejecting it. O'Rourke does not have that.
And Henson says despite upheaval caused by the election of Donald Trump, voter trends in Texas haven't changed.
We haven't seen marked increases in Democratic Party identification or turnout. We haven't seen major defections from the Republican Party. We haven't seen major declines in Republican turnout. So at least in looking at the fundamentals, we don't see things that are very different.
Still, O'Rourke points to the fact that he outraised Ted Cruz in the second quarter of this year as proof he's generating excitement. With 14 months before the election, he says he believes his straightforward Take It to the People campaign is connecting. He says he feels like it's real rock and roll.
Thank you all. Thanks for coming out. Appreciate it.
This is Shelley Koffler reporting for the Texas Standard.